What's up, guys? Your boy Chingo here. Before we get into the episode, quick reminder, we would really appreciate your support at patreon.com/redpilltamales. You guys are the reason we still have freedom of speech. I took a big risk stepping out of the mold, going against the grain, and talking about this perspective on all the issues that affect our lives. So if you dig that Red Pill Tamale, sign up, join the community, and get access to multiple shows, premium content. We got episodes dropping out the wazoo. All right, that's it. Enjoy the show. Sass. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode. This is monumental, man. This is monumental. Red Pill Tamales. You don't need to know what season, what episode number. I'm your host, Chingo Bling. We have producer Rob in the building.
What's up, everybody? How are you? Good to see you.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. Hopefully y'all can see us. Subscribe to the YouTube. Shout out to shellshockcbd.com. Go get you some CBD, man. It's good for you. It's good for you. Just be a hippie. That shit made out of hemp. It's going, you know what I'm saying? Put a little hair on your chest. They got chocolate bars. They got Delta 8. They got everything. When you check out, enter promo code Chingo, you're going to get hooked up, laced up. Don't tell nobody, but you're going to get 10% off. We got new Thea merch, shipping out some hats right now. Make sure y'all go check that out, chingobling.com. My wife is at the post office right now.
True. Facts.
As we speak. I am on tour, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make, because look, I don't have my notes on me, but I just want to make sure I remind everybody that I'm also a stand-up comedian. I love my job. One of these episodes we just did, Rob asked me, like, well, what kind of content do you like to do, man? You like sketches, characters? What do you want to do? And I'm like, well, shit, I know I like to do stand-up. So I'm looking forward to that. I have 5 shows in El Paso, Texas this weekend at the Comic Strip. Go check us out, man. September 9th through the 11th. My boy Jerry Garcia. You've seen him everywhere. HBO, etc. He's featuring. He's a headliner. I think he's doing his own show on Sunday. But we'll be there Thursday through Saturday. Brea, California, September 15th. Oxnard, California, September 16th. Addison, Texas, October 7th through the 10th. San Antonio, October 14th through the 16th. Irvine, California, November 3rd, finally. Houston, Texas, November 5th through the 7th. Sass. We coming in hot, man.
And if you're listening to this and you're listening to the teaser, mm-hmm. Now's the time to join the crew, the TIA, patreon.com/redpilltamales, to get the bonus Friday episodes and the Monday Chingo chats and whatever in between you decide to put out or we decide to put out.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Y'all are keeping us busy. Y'all are giving this show life, as they say, because otherwise we're just two dudes talking to each other in the studio. But you guys are definitely spreading the word. I just finished going live on my Facebook, and I went political for a second. It happens, right? Because people ask questions. You know, they're like, hey, what's up with Newsom? Anyway, I started telling them, like, talking about the economy, talking about like this debacle in Afghanistan. I'm just talking to my Facebook people, and I'm letting them know all this news they're saying now about Fauci and the emails and the this and, oh my God, Peter Daszak and what's the other guy, Ralph Baric and Eco Health Alliance and all this stuff. It's like, we've been talking about this,
right?
We've been on about this. It probably sounded crazy to some people a couple months ago, but we've been on Fauci's ass.
What do you think it's gonna, not what it's gonna take, but like, do you think that the audience, your Facebook audience in particular, mm-hmm. is getting hip to it because they're starting to do their own research? Maybe they've gotten the crumbs that you've been leaving on the What Did He Said page and mm-hmm. on your personal Instagram, to where they're going out there. And now when they see you go live on Facebook, they're having these kind of like questions and curiosity, you know, come mm-hmm. through. Whereas before, like 9 months ago, there was no way that that's the kind of stuff you would be getting.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's really hard to measure because you don't know what people are being exposed to in terms of being red pilled, what experiences, you know, whether it's the gas price, cost of goods, the employment stuff. Like, it depends on what kind of media they consume to see what the fuck is brainwashing them.
Let's assume that they're all just Joy Reid, yeah, mainstream, man. You know, Don Lemon.
That's poison, man. They're assigning an opinion to you that's just totally reframed in a very leftist way. You know what I mean? Like even this abortion thing, you know, they try to make it seem like, I'm not an expert on this abortion bill. Mm-hmm. I don't know it inside out. I haven't read it. But, you know, they try to make it seem like, man, Governor Abbott got bounty hunters for anybody who wants an abortion, even if they got raped, even if it's incest. And right. It's like, first of all, what percentage of conceptions are come from rape? Number one. Number two, how many of those women decide to keep that baby to where they don't even go the abortion route?
Actually, a lot. Funny enough to say that. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like there's so many. It's all in how it gets framed and presented to you. You might hear a better argument for like, hey, I get it's your body, your choice, but this is a separate body. Yeah. You know, it depends on what you believe in. A lot of people don't even know how much profit there is in Planned Parenthood and abortions. Like, what are they doing with these little bodies, bro?
Right.
These little bitty bodies, I heard they be using them for makeup. I heard they doing science experiments. They doing, I think it was University of Pennsylvania, using taxpayer dollars through, I believe, the NIH. They're harvesting organs from the little fetuses.
Yeah.
Slapping them onto lab rats, trying to see how long they could keep these little organs up and running, right? In hopes of, I guess, some kind of positive science. But they starting to want to play God. And why are the Satanists on the side of abortion so hard? I didn't even know there was a thing called a Church of Satan and Satanists. And you know,
in Texas,
what I'm
too. It was like the Texas Satanic whatever.
Why are they so... They look at it like child sacrifice. Like, oh my God. It's all in how you frame it. And then you see these weird clips of the abortion doctor where the guy's confronting him like, you're going to have to repent for your sins. You're going to be judged by God. He's like, yeah, I don't believe in God. You didn't see that?
No, Marisol told me about it, though.
Benny Johnson posted it. And the dude was just like...
He was like, yeah, I hope you like your job. And he's like, yeah, I kill babies or whatever.
Or like, yeah, you know, like, just very strange.
Dude, super odd. To go back to what we were talking about, though, about where people consume their media from... what's really good is that you have people like Joe Rogan that are talking about now. He came back from his, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's back in the swing of things.
Yeah, he took like, you know, maybe 10 days off, but he was down for like 3 days, and then he talked about it all and started the episode with, "Should I sue CNN? Do
I saw that
CNN, dude.
Yeah,
such a good episode. I don't know if you caught all of it, but him having that clip, like that was the first clip that they put out from the Spotify video, which is only on Spotify, right? But they put that clip about CNN, ivermectin, people calling it horse paste, and all these people who basically, these journalists should be, they should be sued for malpractice of journalism, if that makes sense. But people see that because Joe Rogan is this figure that, for whatever reason, man, this dude, this meathead, pothead, whatever, cannot be silenced or censored, and his shit takes off, and people that might be watching...
God bless him.
Yeah, dude, people that might just be watching MSNBC and all that, watch that and then find the crumbs that are on the suggested of Chingo Bling talking about whatever, and then they end up here.
Oh, that'd be amazing. But yeah, God bless Joe Rogan, because like you said, man, he's able to offer some value to the conversation of the day in our country. Although they've tried to paint him as a racist, misogynist, transphobic, homophobic, like every bad thing you can imagine, they've tried to put that on him, right? And a lot of people buy it. You know, like Willie D was like, yeah, I thought he was racist at first, and I blew him off for years. And I'm like, bro, it's the fucking Joe Rogan show. Like
I didn't know he said that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He told me off camera. But it's like, he arguably has more credibility. He's very transparent and honest with his audience. He arguably has more credibility than some of these TV networks where it's like, bro, I see your Big Pharma commercials, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally saw you kissing Cuomo's ass. And now look, or I saw you rail on Trump over this grabbing by the pee or sexual allegations or whatever, right? Something that makes him look misogynist. Yeah. And then now you got, they were forced to try to like, fuck man, we got to say something bad about Cuomo.
Yeah.
That's why they got him out of there. So when Harris runs, she ain't got to worry about him. You know what I mean? They eat their own.
There's no way she runs, but yeah, I know what you're
saying. Yeah, but whoever, right? They just moving him out the way.
I was watching baseball, and to see the now I'm starting to see the lower thirds for like the Pfizer in those advertisements. I'm wondering, like, I wonder how much money the networks are making now, or whoever, you know, gets paid, the league, maybe, I guess, networks, for having those commercials now. Like, they're advertising Pfizer, they're advertising, you know, the jabs. Follow the money.
Oh, so the leagues get the money.
Well, I guess the networks, it would be like Fox or whoever, ESPN, whoever
bought the rights from the league to broadcast. Well, they got money. They got money, because here's the crazy thing, man. We're watching this this documentary on YouTube about Colombian midwives. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're like Afro-Colombian, and they have to go into the jungles to treat women who don't have access to no kind of care.
The jungle midwives?
Yes. So they be having to go through like literally jungle. Like, they got to dodge cartel type people, like narco people, and they got to tell them, hey, man, we're not here to spy on y'all. We're not here to snitch on y'all. We just got to get through here because this lady is about to give birth. I got to go show her how to wash her hands and all this shit because they live literally in the jungle. So anyway, I bring that up. Fuck, what were we talking about? How did I bring that shit up?
We're talking about big pharma money.
Yes. The rights. Okay. So this woman would have some little, it looked like cilantro. Mm-hmm. She just had little herbs and stuff, right? In a little thing, and she'd have it in her backpack and she'd make like a tea. And she's like, this is going to make the contractions come harder, but she's going to have less pain. Basically, medicines. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, a lot of this aspirin and just different stuff, that's where they find it. They got to go in like the rainforest, talk to, I don't know how they got to get game from the shaman or how they test these things.
Imagine the test dummies that are taking things that you don't know what it is yet.
Yeah. And imagine the knowledge that gets passed down. Like you live in a village. How are you giving birth? Well, my grandma told my tia and she delivered babies in the village or whatever. But it just goes full circle. Big pharma is getting paid because in our country, we depend on pharmaceuticals.
Right.
Like how many people still have knowledge of, dude, half the Americans don't even know how important the sun is for you. They're not even paying attention. Like if you listen to Rogan, you'd probably know Dr. Rhonda Patrick told you vitamin D acts as a hormone. A lot of Americans, especially darker skin you are, you might be more vitamin D deficient. You know what I'm saying? So like, for example, mother's milk, breast milk, they don't make it. Like they don't, women don't produce it with vitamin D.
Right.
What does that mean? It means that if you're on Similac, they put it in there, or you could do it like your granny, put the baby in the sun. Now it's getting vitamin D. Now it's acting as a hormone. Anyway, that's the medical rant. But big pharma is laughing all the way to the bank.
But to stay on the medical rant, so I heard this fun stat yesterday. So Merck, I believe, is the company that created ivermectin.
Ah.
And they've made a public statement saying that...
That is the end of the teaser, all right? If you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons, we're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives, all right? See you there, patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sas.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.